What'd they do to you at lunch?
Put milk on me and put ham down my clothes. They ran at me.
Is it just you?
Yep.
Or is it other kids too that feel that way?
Say it's other kids too.
How's that make you feel?
I don't like that they do it to me, and I for sure don't like that they do it to other people, because it's not okay. People that are different don't need to be criticized about it, because it's not their fault. But if you are made fun of, just don't let it bother you.
This is Christina Aguilera.
What up, it's your boy Flo Rida.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hey, hey, this is your girl Lady Gaga.
This is Nicki Minaj, and I'm in the mix with
WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
It's lifestyle, now you want to get nuts? Come on,
let's get nuts.
So they find out Keaton's a racist, right? And Chris Evans, he's in a tough spot.
He is.
And he says, I invited Keaton to the Avengers premiere, but I can't take Keaton. His parents they're racist.
It was never that he was racist. Like, wasn't it just they found pictures of his mom with a Confederate flag?
Oh, but means you're a racist. Yeah, no.
His mom was racist, actually, because she posted a bunch of things about African-American gals, I believe, is what popped up.
Did she use the N-word, Travis?
Did she say nappy-headed hoes?
It was something along those lines. I can't remember if it was on her own post or if she commented on somebody else's. Mm. That was quite, it could be construed, I guess. I mean,
she called
we're
them
reading it.
N people?
I don't know if she called them N people. Maybe S people, maybe Sand people, you know, and maybe she was just referencing Star Wars. I don't know, but.
Can't use that one either, I don't think. The Sand people.
Either way, I feel like that just opened the floodgates, and then they found a bunch of pictures with her and her children holding Confederate flags and guns and shit, so it kind of rained on the old Keaton bullying parade.
So you said that Mark Ruffalo and Don Cheadle also invited Keaton.
Well, Don Cheadle never... Mark Ruffalo invited Keaton on behalf of himself and Don Cheadle. Cheadle ever commenting on that.
No, Don Cheadle, like, I think he retweeted it. And then he released another video of some little black boy complaining about being bullied at school. And he was like, here's another boy. I want to extend my invitation. I don't know why
why'd you put that voice on? I didn't like that.
I want to bring this boy to the Avengers Infinity War premiere.
I am Don Cheadle.
He is the Iron Patriot.
I do declare this boy shall be my guest
at the Infinity War premiere.
Did anybody look back at their Twitter profiles to see if any of them deleted all of the? I mean, I know they're going to be screen grabbed and shit, but are they on their like actual Twitter accounts?
Well, I mean, probably. But was Keaton there, Travis? We saw plenty of footage from the premiere last night. I did not see Keaton.
Not even in the background did you see him. And you'd think that the Hollywood Reporter would have taken every opportunity to shoot, like, shots of that kid next to Mark Ruffalo and Don Cheadle.
Right.
I mean, unless nobody cares. Like, again...
They forgot. They forgot about Keaton.
Keaton has been forgotten because the only article that... Like, the most recent article was dated December 17th about Keaton Jones.
Nobody's mentioned Keaton since December? Like, we've just forgotten about Keaton altogether.
Yeah.
He's gone.
And that was when the incident took place, right? Like, the whole thing took place in December, so that was, and that was the end.
And it was over. I mean, it was over just as quick as it started.
But, I mean, like, how many little kids did the Avengers invite to their premiere that they forgot? I mean, how could they have forgotten?
It's not really how many did they forget. It was how many were they hoping that the mass audience would forget.
Well, we have not forgotten, Matt. Well, in here at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, we have a platform, and we need to fight for Keaton is what we need to do. Yeah. You can't rescind your invitation to a little boy.
Yeah, and we're trying to prevent, like, super villain origin stories, because that's exactly how super villains are born, is an Avenger invites them somewhere and then just, like, blows them off.
Right, and then, like, 20 years from now, he's going to be of age. He's going to have all that bitterness in his heart. I mean, he bragged to his friends, I'm going to go be Captain America's guest to the premiere. Right. I'm a big deal. You guys saw me on Entertainment Tonight. I'm going. And then, like, it happened and he wasn't invited.
Not going.
And now kids are probably making fun of him even more now. You know, they're like, you're going to the Avengers premiere, huh?
The sad thing about Keaton was that not only was he just being bullied for his appearance, but then there were all those reports after the fact, like when it came out that his family was racist, that the bullying had gotten worse at school. And I think that was, like, one of the last articles that I read was like, oh, you know, it has not gotten better for Keaton. He's still being bullied. What did they do to him today?
It was probably a really bad day, yeah, Matt. Yeah.
How's your best friend Captain America doing, buddy?
I heard he's on Broadway with a mustache.
If you all remember, the way that Keaton was bullied was that they poured milk on his head and they put ham down.
They put ham down his shirt. Well, see, now we're bullying Keaton.
That's good for
damn it.
Skin,
it's so easy to bully him.
His mom said, what'd they do to you?
You know, it's going to be
milk on my head, put ham down my clothes.
It's going to be relatable in 20 years. I'm going to remember this and I'm going to say, you know what? He has some justification here for blowing up Sokovia.
Yeah. When he picks it up 100 meters above altitude and just drops it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, you know, they put ham down his shirt.
Right. When he awakens the Winter Soldier to attack the Avengers from the inside, I completely understand.
All makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Travis, what is childhood poverty? Like, if I say, oh, we're going to end childhood poverty, what are we doing? Because kids don't have money, right?
No, we're taking the children away from their parents and sticking them into an orphanage, I believe.
That's childhood poverty?
Well, I don't see how you can eliminate childhood poverty without eliminating actual poverty.
Are you ending adults who have children poverty? Is that what you're doing?
I mean, it would make sense to just do the China thing and say you can't have, you know, more than this kid and this kid.
What is childhood poverty? What does it mean?
According to Wikipedia, child poverty refers to the state of children living in poverty. This applies to children that come from poor families or orphans being raised with limited or, in some cases, absent state resources.
So it's poverty.
What's the Urban Dictionary definition?
It's poverty. Oh, so we're ending poor people. We're not ending childhood poor. You're just adding a word to make it more sympathetic, right?
That's exactly it.
I guess I kind of understand the orphan angle because that's just lost children. That's not really... I don't know what I'm saying.
The Red Nose Day is coming up. Red Nose Day is May 24th, and Walgreens is collecting money for Red Nose Day to end childhood poverty.
Mike, Red Nose Day is becoming just like Christmas. They start selling that shit earlier and earlier and earlier. Am I right?
Yeah.
You say fuck red. See, but I mean, what they're basically doing, Travis, is they're advertising a television program, right? I mean, NBC is getting ratings from Red Nose Day, and they're saying that it's a charity that ends childhood poverty. But I, for the life of me, and I've looked it up, I've tried to figure out, what does the money go to? What children are poor that are benefiting from Red Nose Day? Like, who's making the money, Travis?
Well, and they can't be giving the money directly to children because that would be completely irresponsible.
Right. So they're just going to buy candy and stuff.
Right. Of course. You're a kid. Like, give me some chocolate. Look at what Charlie and the Chocolate Factory did. He went right out. He got $1 and he went out and bought another Wonka bar.
Asshole. Right. That's irresponsible. It's teaching a bad message to children.
Could have got some cabbage or some sausages to put in that fucking stew his grandparents were eating.
It's like, you know, when you see a homeless guy out on the street and you give him a dollar and you give him the caveat. Now, don't go buy booze with this. put it in a savings account.
Thank you, mister.
I always just say I don't have any cash on me.
Yeah.
They usually bust out like a Square reader. They're like, oh, no, don't worry. I take debit.
Yeah, he's got his iPhone 6 with the Square reader on it, and he's willing to take donations.
Just trying to get a room for the night, guys.
But you say childhood poverty to me, and I don't know what that means. I'm having a hell of a time figuring out what it is.
Like you said, it does. It is just poverty, but it makes it much more sympathetic by throwing in childhood. Like, it's just like saying childhood hunger. Like, can't we just eliminate hunger? Like, let's just eliminate people being hungry. Just feed them some food.
Yeah, like once you hit 20, right, we won't help you anymore. You're on your own.
Right. We gave you a bunch of burgers while you were a kid. Now it's time for you to move on and figure it out.
You know, I'd say that the older you get, like the more value has been invested in your development. And so, you know, I would say to quit feeding the kids and start feeding 18-year-old guy. You know, we've put time into their development.
Especially because that 18-year-old kid's probably also got three kids of his own.
Oh, and those 18-year-olds, they can eat. Am I right, Travis?
Oh, man, can they. Stock your pantry because they can go through them.
I see the Red Nose Day. I don't get it. But
so Walgreens is doing the shakedown at the cash register?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have signs up that say, give us a dollar, give us $5. But, you know, the way they trick you is with their round up to the nearest dollar thing.
Oh, like Goodwill like does.
To keep the change.
Thing. Yeah, you're like, you know, oh, your total's 21.13. Would you like to round up to 22? And you think of that as pocket change. So you just do it. Right. You know.
The grocery store in town right now is doing this thing where you buy this weird fake can of food and it's like $5 for the can, or it's like a dollar for the can. I don't know how much it is, but you actually pick up this can and then they charge it. And I don't know if you get to keep the can or not, but it's really stupid.
They do that at our local Quick Trip chain, which is like dominating Wisconsin. It has a monopoly in the convenience store business in the entire state. Probably 3 to 4 times a year, they try to sell you things like, hey, would you like to buy a polar bear for the Red Cross? Or would you like to buy a star for Children's Miracle Network? It's only $1 and you can write your name on it and we'll hang it in the store so people can see your name on this star and they'll know you're a good person because you gave $1. To the United Way.
I've done that a whole bunch of times, and then I walk in there and I look around for my star and I can never find it.
Because they throw them away. It's just the employees' names, and then just they just toss them.
I take a lot of time out of my day to try to find my star because then I can, you know, point it out to other people and tell them what a good person
I am. People are walking by. Hey, right there.
Yeah, that's me.
That's my star.
Travis, the NHL has an award they give out at the end of every year called the Lady Bing Trophy. And the Lady Bing Trophy is voted on by, I believe, referees vote for the finalists in the Lady Bing Trophy. And it is awarded to the player that demonstrates the most gentlemanly-like qualities. So it would be people who I guess are a pleasure to speak to on the ice and who don't get a lot of penalties.
What's the Lady Bing thing? Then I don't get it.
Like, who is Lady Bing?
Yeah.
It's just the name of the trophy. I'm sure it has some kind of significance. It's named after something. I'm just telling you what it's for.
Would you want to be a hockey guy being called the Lady Bing guy?
The guy who won the Lady Bing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, this guy.
I wonder if that
three teeth visit
takes
Lady
away
Bing.
Some of your street cred in the locker room if you're the one who won the Lady Bing trophy.
I would imagine that the rest of your team is probably going to pour milk over your head and shove hand down your pants.
Then you get invited to the Infinity War premiere.
Then you have to complain to your teammates how Chris Evans is on Broadway.
One of the three finalists this year is a guy named Ryan O'Reilly. He plays for the Buffalo Sabres, and he was arrested a couple of years ago for getting drunk and driving his car through a Tim Hortons donut restaurant, which I feel should remove you from eligibility for the Lady Bing trophy, because that doesn't seem very gentlemanly to me.
An accidental drive through the Tim Hortons, or was
well,
he
well man
like,
I don't yeah I don't think he did it on purpose, but
he
still
really wants a donut.
It's very ungentlemanly, Matt, to drive your truck through a donut place.
That's true. You know, Wayne Gretzky won the Lady Bing trophy once.
Did he?
Yeah,
I bet he did. He seems like a pretty gentlemanly guy.
Yeah, a bunch of other people. I don't know. Do you know who Buddy O'Connor is?
Buddy O'Connor. Yeah, he's everybody's friend. Buddy.
Bobby Hull.
Bobby Hull. I think he's like a wife abuser. I think they should just do away with the Lady Bing trophy. You get too much expectations that you're a good guy. Yeah, no, I'm out. I'm out on the Lady Bing. Just get rid of it. Give them a trophy if they score a lot of goals.
Sign a petition or something, I guess.
Does anybody really give a shit if a hockey player is nice to talk to on the ice?
I don't think that's what anybody wants from any of their sports people. Like, no. Oh, yeah, that's just... Nobody wants sportsmanship, good sportsmanship from their sports player.
Yeah,
just what a genuinely nice guy he is out on the football field, you know? He's not really good at scoring touchdowns, but he's just really nice to the opposite team.
He's
so really
pleasant out there. He's so nice, you know?
Just really nice. Really nice guy.
There's a gay model on Instagram. He's a gay guy, and I don't know how I followed him. I know. People say, oh, you followed a gay model? I don't know what happened. For some reason, I'm following this gay model on Instagram.
Wait, you think people are making fun of you, Mike, for following a gay model?
Well, yeah, don't let people, like, social media shame you. You can follow whoever you want, loud and proud.
Well, I don't know how it happened, but I'm still following him even after I realized it. Because, see, what happened is...
Travis is like, I love trans.
He started posting pictures... of his erect penis on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, of course, I'd throw a follow that way.
Can you do that on Instagram? I thought Instagram was a no nudity.
Oh, it is. It is, Travis. And I've followed this guy for a long time, and I don't really know why. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, erect penis.
He started posting, like, he made, like, an art print, and, like, he's like, putting it on T-shirts, and, like, he's putting it in galleries, and it's like a black and white photograph of his erect penis, and he's really proud of this picture. It's like art or something. He wants to show it all the time, and every time he shows it on Instagram, I report it and get it taken down. And I think that's the only reason. Yeah, I'm that guy now, Matt. I don't know. It's become a game to me. It's become a game to me. Every time I see this guy post this erect dick on Instagram, I flag it. And they take it down.
Oh, hold on. You follow this guy only for the reason that when he posts this photo, you can flag it?
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm still following him. Like, I realized I was following a gay guy on Instagram that posts all kinds of... Like, you know how you follow Instagram for the butt accounts?
And,
you know, there's a whole bunch of them. Well, like, he takes pictures like that, only he's a guy. And it's like, no, why am I still following this? And then he started posting the penis thing. And so now it's like, now it's like a mission of mine. I have to keep following the guy so that I can flag all his wiener pictures.
I don't understand this at all, Mike. I don't get why you care and why you're raining on this guy's parade.
I don't think I do care.
If Instagram doesn't care and they're letting him get away with the nudity clause, like, I mean, I'd say go let him have at it. Good for him.
I mean, I think that Instagram should do away with their clause. Like, I mean,
No, I agree.
Hey, if they do, I'm full frontal. I'm full frontal on Instagram the day they remove that.
Man, you know how I kind of feel like the internet outrage is like a game, and like everybody, you know, sees if they can like, get rid of Sean Hannity's sponsors. I feel like, you know, they band together for a cause. And I feel like the boner picture flagging is, like, my new social media game. It's like I see the boner picture, and I can make it go away. I have that power.
So
that's weird,
you're
right?
You're power hungry on Instagram?
I am. This is a weird thing, right? This isn't normal, what I'm doing.
You've been shit on your whole life, and you're not even taking it out passive-aggressively at work. You're just on Instagram ruining this one guy's
Like he's advertising his
literally
his
no
art.
Reason.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for any reason. It's not like his penis offends me or anything.
Right.
I just
well, it's not like you couldn't just make it go away by hitting that unfollow button. And then it's just strange to me you would even go out of your way to do this because, like, I mean, if somebody were, like, flagging your episodes and trying to have them taken down.
Right,
like,
I'm a terrible hypocrite. I would hate it if somebody was doing it to me. But at the same time, I get a lot of joy out of making this guy's boners go away, and I don't understand why.
See, that seems very vindictive, and that's coming from a guy who, for a good solid year and a half, anytime I saw a political ad in my Facebook feed, would mark it as sexually explicit.
Now, see, that's funny. Like, that I get. Anything political, you know, but the boner thing on it, Mike, there's something way deeper here. There's something going on that, like, you need to really.
No, I don't think I'm not like a homophobe. And I mean, I'm sure that there's lots of.
I don't know, Mike.
There's lots of ladies that follow this guy. You know, he's a muscular fella. You know, he posts lots of provocative pictures and stuff.
Is this like the one guy that maybe you could you've looked at his artistic erect penis and now you're like, wow, I could actually see a life with this guy. I could see a future. Like if we ran into each other, you've almost envisioned like this flirty, you know,
like
you
running into his arms and having him hold me.
Yeah. And you know, you maybe are just so into this guy that now it just completely freaks you out.
This is Mike's It Moved Seinfeld episode where Costanza is there. It moved. And he's freaking out about it, except now there's the internet. George Costanza did not have
that. I mean, all guys can generally sit around and laugh about, like, oh, you know, The Rock. I mean, who wouldn't bang him? Am I right? You know, like,
he's just too muscly.
It's this whole thing, right, where everybody just makes these jokes. But I think Mike has found the one guy that I think he envisions himself falling in love with.
Matt, you know, this is the guy who can make Mike's house a home.
Matt, you know, speaking of The Rock, I saw that.
Are you changing the topic?
I saw that Rampage.
Are you changing the topic from us finding your homosexual lover?
Did you guys see the Rampage?
Rampage?
You know, Laura might be into this. Like, you might be able to bring in a third.
Bring in a third.
Yeah, she could be like that Cody guy on the.
Have you talked to Laura about this?
I haven't. DLC? No, I haven't told her.
I want you to tell Laura.
You're gonna hang up on us and call her.
Yeah.
So I need you to look at my Instagram feed. I got something to tell you.
Should I look and see if he's posted any new ones that I can get rid of?
Do you ever shout out like when you hit the flag button? Are you ever like, ha ha?
I do it all on the tarlet. Every time I do it, it's on the tarlet. That's the only time I ever check Instagram. Oh, he has 4 new posts. Let's see if any of them are of his boners. No, no boners right now. Yeah, he's boner free. He must have learned his lesson. I got him, Matt.
He did it.
He's not posting any more boners on my watch. Seriously, he posted one and I flagged it. And then I got a message back a couple hours later from Instagram. And it was like, hey, just to let you know, yeah, we noticed that boner too. And we were like, yeah, we got to get rid of this boner. And I was like, wow, I did it, guys. I see how this is addictive, how, like, you know, you feel like a power from it, you know, like, you know, my voice was heard.
I don't understand.
I wonder if you can play this whole. This whole game in some way. Like, I wonder if you could spend $0 and have like a very successful ad campaign based on nothing. Like if you could like be like a marketing sailboat, like if you made a controversial Super Bowl ad. When you make this controversial Super Bowl ad, you get a lot of news coverage that your Super Bowl ad was rejected without actually having to have a Super Bowl ad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, you just kind of ride the wave. Like, you could say that you won't advertise on the things that are controversial and people are trying to get boycotted, and then people will applaud you for taking a stance against, you know, like what the Laura Ingraham gal and the Sean Hannity.
Right.
Just, you know, just go out there and say, oh, guys, we were thinking about giving some money to Hannity because he has a whole bunch of viewers, but we're not going to now. And then everybody will cheer for you when you didn't actually have to spend any money.
Right.
You ride the wave.
Yeah, I think you would have to have like enough people that really cared about you or the, I guess, illusion that you had enough people that cared about you.
So you already have to have something.
You have to have that blue check mark by your name on Twitter.
Yeah. So you already have to have a little bit of juice.
Right. Just a little bit. Just enough to be like, oh, I mean, this guy's got to be somebody.
But I mean, like, know? Yeah, like if, you know, like Pepsi and Chevrolet and stuff, they're always going to be motorboats. You know what I mean? They're always just going to throw a fuckload of money at advertising because they can. But I mean, like, you know, like a Dollar Shave Club or something, Matt, you know, like they right. could just be sailboats. They could just ride the waves.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
Travis, are you still thinking about the Instagram thing?
No, I'm trying to figure out your advertising analogy. I think I got it.
You ride the wave, Travis. You take the outrage as it comes.
Oh, I get what you threw me with the Dollar Shave Club because they do pretty well with the podcast. They advertise in podcast, Facebook.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't have to. You know, people know about it.
I get it.
There's enough people that know about it now. Like, you know, like an oatmeal cream pie.
Dollar Shave Club, all they would have really had to have done is posted something like with like a bare undercarriage or something. It's like, hey, look, we give you a shave just as good as those other guys for only a dollar. You know, and it's like the penis tucked between the legs and it's just like nice and bare.
Yeah. And it's just controversial enough that the Super Bowl ain't going to take it.
Right.
Right.
The guy comes on the news and they say, oh, this ad, it was so controversial, the Super Bowl wouldn't air it. But you could go see it at their website.
That's like the GoDaddy thing where they give you 15 seconds of an ad and they say, right. Ooh, too risque. See what Danica Patrick
yeah,
does.
Yeah, Danica Patrick kisses a girl in her bra.
Can you believe it?
Right. Right.
Too hot for the Super Bowl.
See, that's how yeah. GoDaddy's good at that. They've done that a whole bunch
If I saw
of times.
That on my, I would have flagged it. On my Super Bowl, I just would have.
You say this is too much
racist.
For me. Matt, is that racist. A really weird thing? That is a weird thing, isn't it?
Mike, it's really weird. It's That's really a weird thing to do. I don't know why you're doing it.
Matt,
if you don't like looking at the dick, unfollow it.
Like, I feel like we need to reach out to this gay Instagram model, and have him on the show so you guys can like talk it out.
No, I think he's too big for us, Travis.
Oh, from the picture, is that what you're surmising?
I mean, he has 47,100 followers, Travis.
Like, how well trimmed is he? Does he leave a little hair, or is he completely shaved?
It was a little on the hairy side, yeah. I'm unfollowing him right now, guys. I'm unfollowing him right now on the show. I'm not gonna bother with it. I'm getting out of the business of flagging that guy's wieners.
I don't think you've said his name.
No, I don't want people to tell him about me. Because I feel dirty about what I did. I feel bad about it.
Maybe really.
Because I'm a big hypocrite.
By getting a couple more followers. I mean, Michelle would start following him right now. Right.
Well, don't worry about it. Just go to Instagram and look for a gay model. It'll be no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys want to know it privately, artistic. Maybe I'll tell you privately.
Okay, gay artistic on Instagram.
Gay artistic boner pic.
Be the first one to pull you up.
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Bi curious, baby.
I do want to talk about Rampage, guys.
Oh.
I have some thoughts about the Rampage. I mean, I don't think anybody cares if I spoil Rampage. I mean, spoiler alert, the monsters, they come to the city and they knock down buildings, right?
Oh, like the video game.
Oh, loved that video game when I was a kid.
Me too. One of my favorite. If I wasn't sticking quarters into Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, I was sticking quarters into Rampage.
I was renting that shit from the movie warehouse in town.
Nice.
2-day rental.
Duh. Nothing was as exciting to me as the day that PlayStation put out Rampage World Tour as like a remastered version. Yeah. I still have it. I love it so much.
When I went down to the Lake of the Ozarks, we would always go to an eat-in Pizza Hut at the Lake of the Ozarks, and they had a Rampage machine at the eat-in Pizza Hut. And I
you can't bring up Pizza Hut this week, Mike.
Why?
Not because of I have a problem with Pizza Hut in general, but because Pizza Hut food poisoned me this weekend.
Did it really?
Oh, yes. I'm just barely recovering now. I ate a Pizza Hut meat lover's stuffed crust. You know, all menu items are half price right now, so we decided to treat ourselves with a stuffed crust. And we got two stuffed crusts. We got a pepperoni bacon black olive, and we got a meat lover's stuffed crust. And the children ate the pepperoni bacon black olive, and the wife and I ate both of the pizzas. And I woke up Saturday morning to find the wife not in bed and her on the couch upstairs saying, man, I woke up like 3 hours ago not feeling great. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. And within 45 minutes, I'm like, oh, he's got like one of those like knots right in your sternum there. And she said, well, no, it's kind of just more like a jumbly mess in my stomach. And also like somebody's like stabbing me. And I'm like, well, I got something going on. And within an hour after that, I was quite sick. And like I said, just recovering now. They poisoned us.
So I do have some thoughts on Rampage, guys, but it's going to have to wait till after the break because my wife just came downstairs and told me that there's a bug I need to go kill.
Can you, while you're taking care of the bug, just...
It'd be a good time to tell her about the bone.
Yeah, just tell her. Just
let her know
what she thinks. I would love to know what she thinks.
You're married now. Don't hide things from your wife. Right.
Should she just come be on the show so we can explain it to her?
I mean, I would love that as well.
Yep, I'm completely fine with that.
Either one of those. Okay.
So we're going to take a break. I'm going to go kill a bug. We'll be back. Guys, drunk is over in Las Vegas. And, you know, the thing about Las Vegas is you got to wear pants. You know, every day he's got to get up. He's got to make that decision to put on pants and go and be around a bunch of people who you never know which one of them is going to stab you. You know what I'm saying? You got your back turned. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what kind of day they're having. Might be in a stabby mood. You know what I'm saying? But you go to mybcasino.ag. That's M as in money, Y as in yes, and B as in bravo, casino.ag. You go over there and they have a no stab guarantee. You get the 200% welcome bonus for signing up with them, and you start playing with a huge bankroll. And best of all, when you win, they have a lightning-fast payout system that guarantees that you'll get your cash quick. For those who want a personal touch, they even have a live dealer with real people dealing out the cards. But they're on a video screen, so again, no stabbing. You go to mybcasino.ag. You use promo code WFOD to ensure you're eligible for all their future promotions and bonuses. You visit Vegas from your couch and try them out today. Go to mybcasino.ag. Use promo code WFOD. You play the blackjack. You play the roulette. You play all kinds of games. And you have, you know, a good time in the comfort of your own home. mybcasino.ag. You tell them the Dick sent you.
Live.
Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
Natasha, hell of a job out there. You keep carrying the mail like that, and they're going to have to give you your own movie.
Thanks. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to use the little girl's room.
You be careful in there.
Sounds like I'm not the one who needs to watch my back.
People are afraid, Captain. The bathroom is a sacred space for pushing Dukes out.
That's why I'm here. Giving the Incredible Hulk bathroom privileges is no longer a luxury we can afford.
Tony, he's a guy who needs to take dumps. Where do you expect him to make his dumps?
What if he's in there shitting and reads a tweet he disagrees with? People are at their most vulnerable state in there, and he's a ticking time bomb. We need to be put in check. People can't just dump where they want anymore. The world has changed.
But it's Bruce. Bruce is my friend.
So was I.
We need to evacuate the area. Banner was eating Thai chili all night last night.
Did you miss the sign, Cap? This is a civilians-only stall.
Well... Then consider me an outlaw.
You just started a war!
I can no longer remain silent. Forgive me.
They're here! WFOD
returns. Now.
Some emotions from you.
I thought I heard you singing there.
That I get from you. You got the kind of love that can be so smooth. Yeah. Give me your heart and make it real, or else forget about it.
Hey guys, yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, I feel like me and Matt were having a really nice.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Thanks for hanging out with us for a bit. Killed some bugs. Back in the swing of things, Matt.
That song reminds me of my favorite Pandora station, the summer hits of the 90s.
Yeah, buddy.
You hear my rhythm on the radio,
Mr. Carlos Santana.
So, what do we do here? We did Red Nose Day. We talk about Amazon putting their packages in your car yet. We're going to tackle that one. It's the thing they're doing now. Amazon's putting packages in your car.
Now, hold on. Did you talk to your wife about the...
No, Matt, I had some bugs to kill, Matt. I didn't...
Couldn't do both?
No, so you take my bug killing...
Somebody's trying to avoid subject.
Not trying to avoid the subject. Matt,
I might be avoiding the subject.
I'm not.
I feel like if you weren't avoiding the subject, you would have just said, hey, I got to tell you something about my Instagram account.
As you were killing that bug, it would just be like, and I always flag the dick pics.
See, killing the bugs is very manly. You know, it's an impressive thing. You know, it's something that I do as the man of the house.
You know, that's why she couldn't question your masculinity. You say, you see how I'm killing this bug? Also, I look at dick pics and flag them.
Become the dick police is what I do.
Right.
I'm the dick police. I don't.
Dick police. That sounds like a song.
Man, I want to talk about Rampage. I saw Rampage and I want to talk about it. Is that okay with you guys? Can we get Let's over this Instagram dick thing?
Hey, The Rock, man.
Forget I said anything. Guys, we're forgetting I said anything about the Instagram dick thing. I'm editing all of that.
You can't close Pandora's box.
Yeah.
I'm editing out all the Instagram dick stuff. And you know, like,
5-minute show.
I'm going to refollow the guy on Instagram just so that, like, it never happened. All right, done. So I saw Rampage, man. And I have some thoughts about Rampage. See, now, it was a silly movie, The Rampage. And I know that you probably think, oh, well, of course it was a silly movie. And it was. It was fun. But
was it fun, though? Was it fun? Like, so there's a certain group of people at work that when I hear them talking about movies, I kind of just go ahead and assume to myself, well, not going to really waste my time on that because these are trash people and they like trash movies.
Oh, their favorite movie is Grown Ups 2.
Oh,
are you talking about my bad opinion of movies? Is that what you're saying? Well, did you just call me a trash person, Matt? See, now in the chat, Matt says Mike kills bugs and gay boners. See, he needs to delete that because we're pretending like it didn't happen, Matt.
No, so we are not pretending like it didn't happen.
Delete your comment about gay boners. We're not talking about gay boners anymore. No.
Matt and I are going to go live on Strange Label in just a couple of days and have an entire hour where we just discuss you crushing gay boners.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that I do, isn't it? I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, it is really fucking weird.
It's weird.
I mean, just watch Rampage a second time. You see a dick pic and just be like, oh, you know what? I need to go see that Rock movie.
So
again.
I counterbalance my gay Instagram model follows with
you
times
feel
I've
like
seen
you
Rampage.
Can watch all of these movies and say they're fine, but this guy posts a dick pic on Instagram and you're like, nope, can't have that.
I had fun watching Rampage, Matt.
We can have
I went into Rampage knowing it was going to be silly, and I had fun with it. Now,
Jumanji was fun, too. I enjoyed that very much. It was a ridiculous movie, and I liked it a lot.
Negan is in the movie, and I say Negan and not the guy's name. What's the guy's name?
JDM.
Jeffrey
Dean Morgan, because he was Negan in the movie.
Yeah. He hasn't been JDM since he became Negan on The Walking Dead. Now he's just Negan.
Right. And, I mean, like, he plays Negan. Like, he does all the Negan things. He's like an FBI guy or something. I think that he says that, like, he's a government agent for, like, a agency that doesn't exist. He's a secret government agent.
He specializes in giant monsters.
Yeah. Just in case the government needs a giant monster guy, he's the guy. But he carries around a pearl-handled pistol just kind of like tucked in the front of his pants. Like he doesn't have...
Right at his dick.
Yeah, he doesn't have like a holster. He just walks around with this pearl-handled pistol in his pants. And he never pulls the pistol out. He just has one.
That's because it's PG-13.
Yeah,
right?
It's just part of his character. His character carries around a pearl-handled pistol tucked in the front of his pants.
Does he ever talk about it? Is there like a backstory for the pistol?
No, I don't know. It doesn't come up. It's just there.
Seems like a wasted opportunity.
It's very strange. Maybe that was in like a scene that was cut or something.
Maybe they released a comic before the movie came out.
Like a prequel comic for Rampage.
See, right. Now, the monkey, he lived in the zoo. And there was a wolf that lived in the forest, and there was an alligator that lived in the swamp. And
that sounds like the beginning of a children's story.
It really does.
And they all got infected with a thing, and then they were all in their prospective areas, but they were all like really big and angry.
Yeah.
And so to get them all to converge on the city, the bad guys had this idea to where they were going to...
There's bad guys in this?
The bad guys are so fucking lame, Travis. They're just like...
The bad guys were the monsters.
No, the bad guys made the monsters. And they're like in this big like office that has like way too many TV screens. Like there's so many TV screens and like I guess they just watch all the TVs to see if anybody's talking about the big monsters.
Why do you need bad guys in a movie about monsters destroying a city?
Well, the bad guys made the monsters, Travis.
To be fair, in like most Godzilla films, there is some sort of bad guy.
So these bad guys, their genius idea is we got to get all the monsters to come here. And that's their plan is to make the monsters all come to like their building. And so they go up on the roof. Well, and that's the question, Travis, to what end? They go up on the roof and they send out this radio signal that the big monsters are going to hear. And they're all going to come fuck up their building. That's their plan.
Why do they want to be on the building that the monsters are going to break?
So they just hang out at this building, right? And they have an idea. Oh, well, when the monsters get here, we're going to make the monsters not angry anymore. But then, like, the monsters get there and they climb up the building. They eat both of the bad guys and then crush the building. So the plan wasn't very good, Travis. It was a bad plan.
So they didn't have enough time to release their non-angry monster juice?
They have the non-angry monster juice. And they are arguing with The Rock about the whole thing. And The Rock ends up finding out that the lady has the non-angry monster juice. And the way that he gets the non-angry monster juice in the monkey to make the monkey not angry anymore is he pushes the bad gal to the monkey and the monkey eats her. So the bad gal just died and she had a really, really bad plan. And I don't really know how the plan would have worked for her because really, as soon as they got there, they fucked up all her shit and ate her.
So was there enough monster juice for other people to hold it and knock it into the wolf and alligator's mouth?
No. See, once they made the monkey, who's friends with The Rock, they made the monkey not angry. Then the monkey fought the other two with The Rock.
To death?
Yes.
Was it a tag team match?
Yeah. The Rock and this monkey versus a big giant alligator and the wolf. It killed
Sounds both. Like when King Kong fought those two T-Rexes to try to stop them from killing Naomi Watts.
So this is the part of the movie that upset me because they had like the whole thing. The monkey died, but then the monkey was fine.
And right. Small again?
Because he's friends with The Rock. No, he's still fucking gigantic, right? So we got this gigantic monkey that just fucked up Chicago. They were going to bomb Chicago to get rid of this giant monkey, right? I mean, he fucked up the city. The city's fucked up. They showed him murdering thousands of people.
And he ate people. Straight up ate people.
He straight up ate people, Travis. So he leveled buildings.
Let me ask you if
this
is the epilogue to the movie. Is this the epilogue to the movie? Is The Rock playing Frisbee with this giant monkey?
No. Him and Negan are all like, we got to find somewhere for this monkey to live.
Yeah.
And like, who's going to explain to all the families of the people that were murdered by this monkey, he drank some not angry juice. He's fine now.
They didn't find a nice place for that Boston bombing kid to live.
Right. No. If an alligator eats somebody, they kill that alligator.
To be fair, Travis, the Boston bombing kid didn't drink angry juice.
Oh, that's true. Well, maybe I guess it depends on how you look at the religion, the radical religion he was following.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Transition music, Mike.
See, but I don't think this monkey's going to be winning any goddamn gentleman awards is what I'm saying, Travis. I mean, he killed a lot of people. He leveled buildings. Families are destroyed.
He deserves the Lady Bing.
Yeah, I don't understand what they're going to do, how they're going to rectify that, how they're going to make this monkey just be fine now. And everybody just be like, he was mad. You know, it was like a thing from outer space. I mean, he ate the lady that made the juice. So no harm, no foul. We're fine with this monkey now.
I feel like it's probably kind of the same setup and scenario as the Godzilla remake, where by the end of that remake, because he like beat up on some weird caterpillar looking things, you're like, oh, shit, even though Godzilla fucked up that entire airport and made a destructive rampage through Vegas to California and killed a lot of people, I really hope he's not dead. And he just slithers back into the ocean and people kind of cheer.
You go, that. Godzilla.
Go, Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the sequel to Rampage. Is they're going to have to get George out of retirement to come fight some other angry.
The sequel monsters. To Rampage is that The Rock and Jeffrey Dean Morgan are actually going to launch Rampage into space, telling him that he's got to fight off this threat. But it turns out they're just sending him to another planet, and then he gets mad and destroys the ship, and then the crash lands on a different like alien world where they enslave him to fight in some sort of like gladiator type game.
Oh, and then The Rock gets transported there too, and then he's like, what the fuck am I doing here? And he's put in this arena, and they're like, you're gonna fight our champion. He's like, god damn, no I'm not. And then all of a sudden the door opens and it's George, and he's like, yeah, that's my friend from work,
right? And Loki's up in the stands. That's good. It's good stuff.
You're writing this shit. We should be the screenwriters for the sequel.
We were going to talk about Amazon putting packages in the back of your car.
I don't think they're going to do that, because didn't people rebel against them putting packages inside your house?
You sign up for a service and they'll put it inside your house. See what?
No, that's a thing. Like, isn't that, that's a thing that's happening now. You can have that.
See, what Amazon has done is they have gone for all this time talking about the convenience of their service to where they'll deliver it right to your house. And now everybody uses Amazon. And now it's like, a really important thing to have Amazon Prime and be able to get things in 2 days that you order. And Amazon's this huge deal. But now they're going to play this card to where, people are going to steal your shit. You know, it's not secure. You better give us ways to hide your shit.
Right.
Give us access to your car. Give us access to your house. Mm-hmm. They're doing like this model of everything we've done before is bullshit. Now you need this for your own safety.
Kind of like the Apple retinal and fingerprint scan to open your device.
Right, right. Your phone was bullshit before. Every iPhone we've sold you before was complete shit. Now you need this for your security, guys. You don't want people getting into your phone. You got all your nudes in there.
Yeah. Remember how you used to claim that you've never been fingerprinted in your life? Well, put your fingerprint on here.
Matt in the chat says Superman has to have killed loads of people fighting in the city. That was like a arc in Batman versus Superman, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
Batman was like, you guys, we can't have these big super powered people destroying cities and killing people.
And people were mad at him. Batman tried to kill him. And I mean, like, did. Superman was trying to be the good guy.
Well, let's not forget that they became friends because their mom's name is Martha.
Hey, if your mom's name was Martha, you'd be friends too.
But I mean, Travis, this monkey, he tried to kill, he ate people. He ruined families.
What's his mom's name?
And he didn't do it for any other reason than he was a big, angry monkey.
And he didn't even have to have any kind of angry juice. He's just a giant monkey that's confused on why he's so fucking big.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I've gotten really big lately, and it's freaking me out. And I feel like I need to kill.
But maybe the monkey was pissed because he created an Instagram account and put like dick pics up there, and somebody kept flagging them.
Well, right, because the T-shirts were selling really well, and he had a gallery opening with some really nice prints in there, and he was starting to make a decent living, and then they kept pulling him, really fucking with his bank account.
You guys comparing the big monkey to the gay Instagram guy? You guys making parallels there? Is that what you're doing? Because we're not talking about that anymore. We edited all that out. You guys are making it really hard to edit this. You keep bringing it up. It's not going to make any sense. You know what? I should have went and saw the Super Troopers instead of Rampage. Probably.
You definitely should have done that.
To support the little guy.
Support independent cinema.
Was that the number one movie this past weekend?
No, the Quiet Place was. And then Rampage was number two.
I really want to see that.
And the Amy Schumer movie, which I also saw.
No, I thought Super Troopers beat Amy Schumer.
No, Amy Schumer beat Super Troopers.
Super Troopers wasn't on as many screens as Amy Schumer.
It would be great if there was some sort of game based on how much money movies made and like,
but also like their critical response, right?
Right. Yeah. And like something that I could follow along with to keep up with all that.
You could almost, like you said, you could always make it a game where you get like teams of people and they choose the movies coming out and
almost draft, like how you draft in like fantasy football or something.
But like Hollywood Fantasy League.
Oh, that's what you could call it.
Yeah.
That's a Hollywood Fantasy League.
An acronym would be, you call it like HFL.
The HFL.
So you guys want to do Hollywood Fantasy League next week? Is that what you're saying? You guys want to do that next week?
I don't really like it. I don't think anybody was into it.
For May, June, July, and August, I guess. Right.
Let's do it for April, May, and June.
April's over.
Yeah, you got a week.
April. We missed April.
Let's just do all of April. We could pick.
If you guys could do a show on the 29th so you can get the 30th in, as well. One day of the Avengers.
So,
hey, I'd take one day of the Avengers versus any movie coming out in the next 3 months.
Well, the Han Solo movie's coming out in Deadpool.
Yeah, I know. It comes out that following
this
week.
This is literally the first Star Wars movie that's ever been even announced that I don't give two shits about. And I love Star Wars.
You could be
I
a,
do not care.
You could just be a sailboat, Travis, and
Ride the waves.
I don't really care about it either. I mean, I'm gonna go see it probably opening weekend at some point. But I really have zero interest. Did you guys catch the Venom trailer?
It looks bad.
It looks so bad.
It looks silly, is what it looks like.
The one that I made fun of relentlessly a handful of months ago that didn't show Venom at all.
Right.
Way more than like this just looks like the acting is terrible and stilted and
so bizarre. The whole thing is just like, what are you trying to attempt here? What is this? They even say in the trailer, like, oh, he's an anti-hero or some bullshit. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean. Okay.
It's got the same kind of lines and like the movie Steel with Shaq had. It's got like the same kind of lines that the Halle Berry Catwoman movie had.
It looks like they're making
expositional lines.
It looks like they're making a Venom movie because they think a lot of people will go see a Venom movie.
It doesn't look like they're making
a Venom movie because they have any passion for the character.
Well, they have no idea what to do with a Venom movie. They're making a Venom movie and they threw Tom Hardy in there because he's like, oh, I really like Venom. And they're like, ah, people will be into this. And they were. And people, I think people like the response to the trailer, I feel, has been like overwhelmingly positive in everything that I see, like my comic book groups and shit on Facebook and whatnot. But I think people are just like deluding themselves into thinking it looks good.
Maybe it'll be really good.
I love everything. And this is like the first trailer in a long time where I was like, God, that just fucking looks bad.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. The whole thing was really lost on me. Like I watched it and, you know, okay, we finally get a little glimpse of Venom, but we get the weird like tentacles all over the place.
The whole trailer is just him shooting tentacles out of his back while he's riding a motorcycle.
And he has no control over them. Like that's his whole, the whole thing is like, oh my God, someone's going to attack me. Tentacle save.
Yeah, he's got, and it's like the tentacles.
Here comes the card. Tentacle save.
They don't look good. Like it doesn't look like it's coming from him. It just looks like somebody painted the tentacles on the screen. It just looks bad. And his Eddie Brock character just seems like Forrest Gump or something. Like he's confused about everything, and he's like trying to reason with the symbiote.
Mama always said to control your symbiote. I think me and Matt went for the same joke at the same time.
Yeah, yep, same time. It's funny because the one that delivers that line, his name is Jenny. Jenny Slate, who's like the one kid, like she just seems so out of place in that movie when he first sees her in that convenience store and she says the line symbiote. And
you know, she got fired off of Saturday Night Live, Travis, because she said the F word, which is the worst word.
The worst word is her saying the word symbiote in that trailer. So Ice Cube is coming to Milwaukee in July. I just saw that last night. It was posted in on my Facebook feed for the rave in Milwaukee, the Eagles Ballroom. And I can't tell you how excited I was at 11:15 p.m. right before bed that Ice Cube was coming within driving distance of me. I feel like I need to go see Ice Cube the Great.
Is he on a tour or something? What?
I have no idea. They said in the Facebook post that Ice Cube returns, but I feel like I would have known if Ice Cube would have been in Wisconsin at any time in the last like decade or so. But I need to see Ice Cube.
So do you, I mean, first of all, let me ask you, who do you go with? Like, who do you go see Ice Cube with?
I have a handful of people. I don't have any friends anymore. I do have like friends that I used to have that I could maybe be like, hey, remember when we were friends 15 years ago, would you like to go see Ice Cube with me? I do have a cousin who lives a couple of hours away from me that would probably, go with me, but the wife would not go see Ice Cube with me, I guess.
So But would you feel like a little weird going to an Ice Cube concert?
Well, I thought that immediately. I'm like, is it okay for me to go to this thing? But they have reserved balcony seating for a little bit more money. So
rich whitey.
Yeah. So I feel like I feel like 40-year-old white Travis should probably go and get like a balcony seat for the Ice Cube show and not.
Yeah. Don't go get down in the sea of humanity, Travis. You don't want to mosh at an Ice Cube concert.
Yeah. And it's in Milwaukee. So, I mean, I'm already out of place a little bit just because I'm small town, central Wisconsin, Travis. But yeah, I feel like that I've been in that venue many times before. I mean, seeing like Shine Down and Limp Bizkit.
Do you yell out requests, Travis? Right? like yell exactly. out for him to do some lines there. From Friday.
No, I don't care about his acting career. I really don't. Like, man, I'm like Death Certificate and like War and Peace are like a couple of the greatest albums ever made. I fucking love Ice Cube.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Dying Maker.
So that's what you're gonna do.
I feel like I'm going. Yeah, I feel like I have to go. Like, I don't know how many more opportunities that I'm gonna get to see Ice Cube. And I'll pay the extra like $15 for the balcony seat.
What do you wear to an Ice Cube concert? Do you
like
wear
a black button up shirt and some jeans?
Oh, you wear like a polo, Travis?
No, like I said, like a black button up, like a long sleeve black button up, and like some dark blue jeans, maybe some white kicks.
Yeah,
and that's it. You know,
Is it tucked in or untucked?
I never tuck anything, so it'll be untucked.
You untuck for Ice Cube. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh. Matt, what do you wear to an Ice Cube concert? Let's say you go.
I'm the last person to even ask. I don't know what to wear anytime.
Wear like a Slayer t-shirt?
Anytime at all. I kind of feel you, man. Like there was a time about 2 years ago where I thought, you know, I'm going to start dressing up a little bit. I'm going to start looking nice or whatever. And I couldn't figure it out. So
was Ice Cube a Blood or a Crip? Or was he not part of any of that? He just stuck to Black Raiders gear, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just West Coast. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was Raiders guy. He's just black Raiders gear.
He was never a Blood or a Crip. I feel
No. I think he was trying to like unite the sides. You know, unite the league.
Yeah.
Bring everybody together.
Hmm. Yeah, so, I think that was something, right? Do you feel we have anything left to cover, or do you think we got it? Do you guys have any more questions for me?
I have a thousand questions if you want to go back down the banning or flagging the dick pic thing.
Oh, no, Matt, we don't talk about that. That's cut out of the show. We're not even talking about it. Avril Lavigne is dead. We could talk about that if you guys want to.
What?
Yeah, she died.
Yeah, she died in 2003.
Vern. Matt. Vern.
Yeah, Vern Troyer died, but Avril Lavigne died too.
Yeah, Vern Troyer's dead. Katy Perry died a while ago.
That Avril Lavigne, she married the Nickelback guy.
Yeah.
And but didn't she first marry the Sum 41 guy?
She did.
And then they got divorced. And so now her and the Nickelback guy, they're divorced. And see, there's this long-standing internet rumor. If you look it up, there's a crazy amount of conspiracy pages talking about how Avril Lavigne is dead. And what happened?
Are you sure they weren't referencing her career?
See, what happened was she didn't like being famous. She struggled with it. And so they
Avril
said,
Lavigne.
Yeah, yeah. And so they say that, like, she had a stand-in named Melissa that kind of looked like her and would occasionally go to things she didn't want to go to, like, in her stead. And at some point, the real Avril Lavigne died. But the record company was still making all that sweet, sweet Avril Lavigne money. Mm-hmm. And so they replaced her with Melissa full time, to where Avril Lavigne was now being seen all the time out and about in the world, but it wasn't really Avril Lavigne. It was Melissa. And their proof was that, like, her face looks a little different. And she stopped wearing pants. She wears a lot of dresses now. The Melissa likes dresses, whereas Avril Lavigne wore a lot of pants.
I just Googled Avril Lavigne to see if anything that you're saying is true. And the only thing that I can find is that apparently Avril Lavigne has Lyme disease.
She had Lyme disease. Yeah, she died from it. And now Melissa has took over. I don't think that Avril Lavigne even married the Nickelback guy. I think she was well dead by then.
I feel like this is the same thing that happened to Elvis. Like, Elvis never got fat. His stand-in is the one that got fat. He got coked up and fat and died with that.
So Elvis left the limelight, right? And like, yeah, he wanted
a stand-in. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah, he said, I just want to go somewhere else. And then he got some other guy to just play Elvis.
And then that guy died.
And Elvis is still alive. Yeah, Elvis and Avril Lavigne are like very similar in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They're just amazing musicians, first of all.
Avril Lavigne has an Instagram account.
Why, are you going to flag those two?
Maybe.
This isn't really Avril Lavigne. Flag every post.
Yeah.
This is Melissa.
She's pretending to be Avril
Lavigne. Hacked.
I'm following Avril Lavigne on Instagram right now. Yeah, you know, she doesn't look very much like Avril Lavigne anymore.
Travis. Well, I mean, she's much older than she used to be.
Much older.
The skater boy Avril Lavigne, this chick looks very different.
But, I mean, she's changed. Like, she's...
She got older? Stopped wearing pants?
Yeah, well, she's not singing about skater boys. Do you think she'd perform skater boy at Avril Lavigne?
She'd have to, right? Like, people would rebel if she didn't, at least as an encore, do skater boy quickly.
She has to do...
Or at least like a medley of her own old shit, you know, like it has to be like a medley.
What does she have else to play?
She had like a half dozen songs that people liked, right? Over the course of a handful of years.
Avril Lavigne is playing fucking Skater Boy. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what you're paying the ticket cost for. Skater Boy.
Her last concert was in August of 2014. I have the...
oh my gosh.
The set list here. Are you ready?
She hasn't done a concert in 4 years.
She hasn't. No. She opens, Travis, with Hello Kitty, followed by Girlfriend, and then she does a cover. Yeah, I forgot about that one, Matt. And then she does a cover of Joan Jett's Bad Reputation.
Oh.
That's probably terrible.
Then she plays Rock and Roll, Here's to Never Growing Up, Smile, I Always Get What I Want, My Happy Ending, Let Me Go.
Oh, my! So much for my happy ending.
Is that Avril Lavigne?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Avril Lavigne had a lot of hits.
Yeah, man. Like I said, at least a half dozen songs you know and probably like.
Well,
like
and
that
then,
first record was really big, and then her second record was even bigger.
Mm-hmm. And then she kind of faltered.
Well, and then Bad Girl, and then He Wasn't, and the big closer of the Avril Lavigne set, Skater Boy.
Yep.
Avril Lavigne comes out for an encore, Travis. Are you ready for the encore?
Oh, ooh. What's the encore? I thought Skater Boy would be the encore.
Encore for Avril Lavigne is a cover of Blur's Song 2.
Huh.
Weird. And then she plays a track called What the Hell, which I am not familiar with. And then the big closer for the Avril Lavigne set.
It's a long encore.
I'm With You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm With You. Yeah.
It is weird to me that I'm With You and Skater Boy wouldn't be flipped there.
Because
you close with Skater Boy?
Slow song.
I feel like I'm With You has a big closing, Matt. You know, you get the big powerful vocals at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm With You.
I bet there's some pyrotechnics at I'm With You. You know, there's a big close. He was a skater boy and he said, see you later, boy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Hmm.
Do you, when did this Melissa thing happen? When did
2003.
They think that Avril died in 2003.
Well, Avril
like
stepped
that,
out
wasn't
of
that like the height of her popularity.
Stepped out of the limelight.
For a bit. Was it
so when did John Benet Ramsey become Katy Perry?
I don't know when that happened. Avril Lavigne's big album came out in June of 2002. So really, Melissa's been Avril Lavigne way longer than Avril Lavigne was Avril Lavigne.
So as soon as Avril got a little bit of stardom, she was like, fuck, this isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah, I don't like it. Let's call up Melissa. Yeah.
Sweet, sweet Melissa.
Oh, boy.
Melissa Vandella.
So, Travis, would you say you have like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Travis?
You know, Mike, I would say I have a pick of the week. My pick of the week this week is the documentary from HBO Films on Andre the Giant.
Oh, I deferred that. I haven't watched it yet.
So, it's so...
It's a shit in a bucket.
It's so good. It's so, he's had, they go into the stories about what he had to deal with being a giant person and the pain. You know, like there was that Ric Flair 30 for 30 about why he drank so much, but there's like a legitimate Andre the Giant. He's like, oh, after every wrestling match, I drink like three bottles of wine and a case of beer. And it's just like. It's
Hulk Hogan.
And Andre the Giant is like, story. I don't fit in things.
Hulk Hogan told a story about how he hotboxed a fucking plane.
Yeah, yeah. The Hulk Hogan stories are the best ones because he does like this subtle impression of Andre the Giant, which made me so happy every time he did it. But the one that really you're happy watching this movie and you kind of see what this guy struggles with. But he tells the story about what happened at WrestleMania 3. And by the end of Hulk Hogan's story about WrestleMania 3, I was bawling like a fucking baby about how cool and how amazing this Andre the Giant was and how selfless he was in those years. And it's funny and it's like so interesting, and the stories that they tell are great and the footage that they show are amazing, and it's a fucking tearjerker. It's such a good movie. I recommend the Andre the, even if you don't like wrestling, it doesn't matter. Andre the Giant is great, and the everybody want a peanut thing when they're talking about Princess Bride. Just all of it is just amazing.
I'm gonna have to check that out. Matt, pick of the week.
My pick of the week is it came out a couple weeks ago. It came out a couple weeks ago, but I believe it's called Revamp and Restoration. It's a Elton John cover records. It's just a bunch of artists covering Elton John songs that were written by Bernie Taupin and Elton John. And
both
of them are really great. There's actually there's a song. There's some really good ones. Miley Cyrus performs on both of them, and both songs that she does are tremendous. The Killers, they did Mona Lisa and Mad Hatters, and that's phenomenal. There's a bunch of great covers on both of those records, so I recommend it if you're an Elton John fan.
I am. It's a double album, and it's all covers.
Yeah, there's two of them. Revamp is like pop stars and like rock artists performing songs, and Restoration is all country artists. Covering Elton John songs.
You know, Matt, that Elton John, he's a homosexual.
Yeah, you would flag.
Yeah, you're like a big fan of that Elton John. We should talk to your wife about how big of a fan you are for Elton John.
I have a vinyl of Elton John on my desk.
It's weird. How much you're into Elton John?
I'm completely on board with you. You saw Elton John in concert a couple years ago. I was so damn jealous. That was amazing.
It was a lot of fun too. I mean, the crowd sucked, but Elton was amazing, and I'm a big Elton John fan. Yeah.
Guys,
Mike, do you have a pick of the week before we go?
I'm gonna say my pick of the week is Super Troopers 2, even though I haven't seen it yet. I should have. I'm a I want to support independent cinema, Travis.
I love how you keep referencing Super Troopers 2 as independent cinema. I mean, technically, you're probably right, but Jesus
Christ. I mean,
Christ.
Yeah, they crowdfunded that whole thing, so.
Right.
It's independent cinema, Travis. Super Troopers 2. You know, you support the guys, and then they get to make more movies.
Well, and then Jay Chandahaskar can go on to direct like Dukes of Hazzard Part 3 and a bunch of other weird flicks.
Did either of you guys watch that show Nailed It on Netflix?
Is that the Pinterest fail thing?
Yeah.
Matt, no, I haven't watched it yet.
Laura watched the Nailed It.
She actually told me about that guy's episode. I've actually seen a couple episodes twice. But there's an episode on there with Jay Chandahaskar, and it is.
Are you guys saying his name right? I feel like you're not pronouncing it correctly.
Matt probably is. I just said it the way I think of it in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, the episode with him, apparently, like, he really didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And he just kind of left.
Not want to be there.
Oh, well, I'm totally in. I got to watch that shit.
It is a pretty funny show. If you can get out, I don't normally like those reality type shows where, you know, they're always like, kind of laying it on thick with the editing to make things be funny.
Don't you feel like those guys would be really good candidates for a Netflix deal?
Oh, yeah.
They probably make movies really cheap, and you know, they have like a cult following, and
two of the guys went on like tour and did like comedy routines and shit, just like two. And I think they have a Netflix special, just those two guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they do. The guy that plays Farva and the guy that put on the fucking like bulletproof jock strap.
Yeah, to get shot in the dick. Yeah, those two. Yeah, like they did a comedy tour for the longest time.
Well, I mean, like if they gave Adam Sandler a fuckload of money to make like five movies. Why don't they give those guys like not that big of a fuckload of money to make five movies? I mean,
then
you could probably
like
get
Monique
them cheap.
Complain.
Just say, hey guys, make Super Troopers 3 through 6 here at Netflix. Well, here's $50 million.
I would love to see like anything like a skit show from them, or I really am a big fan of all of their movies. Slammin' Salmon is one of my favorite.
Well, and that's what I've always liked about you, Matt, is that you're not afraid to support independent cinema.
Yeah. Beer Fest actually has one of the best scenes in any movie ever that I've never laughed so hard in my entire life is when the old Chandahaskar is fucking wasted and he thinks
now
he's
you
dancing
said it,
with that.
You said it the same way as Matt. That.
Yeah, he's dancing. He's like wasted, and he thinks he's dancing like a superstar with that super hot broad. And
speaking then they like Monique
pan back. Yeah, they pan back, and he's just like sloppily drooling all over Monique's boobs. Like that was the first time I saw that. I don't know that I'd ever laughed so hard in my life. It was.
And then
so
she amazing. Goes. She goes on to kill Landfill.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's right. That's right.
Guys, be sure to catch Matt on Thursday nights for the Lotus Cast.
Oh, and catch mine and Matt's special episode on strangelabel.com on Friday night at 8 p.m. Central, all about Mike's Instagram dick banning.
Yeah. No, Travis, we cut that out of the show. It's not in there anymore. And now you have it in the music. So now how am I going to cut it out? Guess I got to leave it all in.
What did we decide on calling that, Matt?
Well, there's a couple names going around, but I think Mike's Flaggets is
Flaggets is a good one. Yep. Flaggets, I like that.
That's suggestive, you guys.
Like Dick Sack. Mike's Dick Sacking. I think is a good one.
I like that one.
Yep.
Honestly, let's put a poll up on at WFOD show. We'll let you guys vote.
Hey, Mike's Poll Up is a good one as well.
Oh, yeah. Is this what you hear whenever you flag the
wants you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows on that station. It's always on. Pop it on for a while. It's good. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website, found at WFODix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike at WFODix, Travis at WFODix, or Drunk at WFODix if you got something to tell Drunk. You can give us a call also, 636-487-HAND. That is when we are live and when we are not. You can leave us a message. Let us know if you have some little quips, if you have something to say about what we talked about, or if you have something you want us to talk about. Yeah, you know, whatever. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls on Ya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute to the Patreon, it's just patreon.com/WFODix. Toss a buck or two at the guys who do that thing you like. We got stuff on there for you. Exclusives. Exclusives! Yeah. We'll be back next week. We appreciate all of you. Have a good night.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
You man gave me a massage.
So?
So he had his hands and
He was what?
He was touching and rubbing.
That's a massage.
And then I took my pants off.
You took your pants off?
For my hamstring.
Oh.
He got about 2 inches from there.
Really?
I think it moved.
Moved?
It may have moved. I don't know.
Sure, it didn't move.
It moved. It was imperceptible, but I felt it.
Maybe just wanted to change positions, you know. Shift to the other side.
No, no. It wasn't a shift. I've shifted. This was a move.
Okay, so what if it moved?
That's the sign. The test if a man makes it move.
That's not the test. Contact is the test. If it moves as a result of contact.
It's contact? It has to be touched.
That's what a gym teacher once told me.